Week 14 in the NFL is underway. It started with a Chicago Bears win over the Dallas Cowboys last night, and it continues on Sunday. Welcome back to Pinder and Steinberg. My name is Pat Steinberg. Let's welcome in Steve Rapp from Sports Interaction and Sports Interaction's Inside the Lines, which you hear on this station every Sunday morning from 8 until 10:30. Best bets for Week 14. Hello, Mr. Rapp. How are you, pal?
Good, Pat. And talking about Chicago-Dallas last night, I woke up this morning and I started reading the tweets and everything that was out there in the world, and I learned something that Jerry Jones has figured it all out. He just says, and the problem is, they need to win more football games. They need to win more football games. I just don't know why he doesn't tell Jason Garrett that.
Yeah, and I don't know why Jason Garrett has... continues to be employed. But that's a completely different conversation for another time.
No, but, but it's not, though. But, I mean, like, Jerry Jones says, our best chance to win going through the playoffs is with Jason Garrett. No, it's not. Your best chance to win going to the playoffs is with anybody else. Anybody. This guy cannot motivate this team with all the talent they have. And it goes right down to, and I've said it for 18 years I've been doing this show, as long as Jerry Jones, the billionaire oil salesman, is a GM of the Dallas Cowboys, they can't win because it's a culture of entitlement and all the other things that Jerry Jones brings to the table. But I digress. Let's pick some winners, Pat.
Well, let's get to it. Your picks for Week 14. We'll start with Denver and Houston. At last check, Texans favored at home by 9 points.
Yeah, and I see this one as a sandwich game for Houston coming off that huge victory last week versus New England. They could be caught looking past this opponent as big favorites before a divisional clash next week with Tennessee. Sports Interaction opened this one, actually Houston 8.5. Others opened it as high as 9.5. Public slightly leaning to Houston here, and Pat, you're right, this is where we have now the 9. Denver been a bit of an enigma this year, but they do stay competitive, are coming off a win versus the Chargers, and have covered 6 of their last 8. The Texans, on the other hand, are playing well, but 2-6-1 against the spread. Their last 9 is chalk. 5-10 against the spread. Their last 15 is home favorites. 2-6-1 against the spread. Their last 8 when favored by more than a touchdown. Classic letdown spot here for the Texans, who very well could and should win this game. But it seems like a lot of points when so many factors point to this Texans team not being 100% focused on this game. I think it's a lot of points. I'm taking the 9 here.
Okay, let's continue right along. Cincinnati and Cleveland. Last check at Sports Interaction, Browns favored by 7.
Yeah, and I'm not going with the marquee ones here today, are we, Pat? I want the marquee ones as a teaser. You got to listen on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. But I'm going for the wins here. And going with Cleveland and a wonky Baker Mayfield as a favorite is something I'm going to fade, especially as a big favorite. Sports Interaction over Browns, 8-point chalk. Yeah, the public is on a bad Bengals team, and as you said, it's moved down to the key number 7, so we've seen some sharp numbers, sharp money on Cincinnati as well. I'm going to agree with that public here. The Bengals are a much better team with Andy Dalton, the quarterback. The Ryan Finley experiment was a failure. They were pegged as a 6-win team in preseason numbers, so we're getting some value here as they're now being priced as a 1-win team that's well below their expectations. Their defense is finally healthy, and it's been all season. They've kept their last 3 opponents to under 13 points. The Browns just seem to be emotionally fragile at the best of times, come off a soul-crushing loss to the Steelers last week, go into this one with Baker Mayfield nursing a sore hand, which kept him at throwing most of the week. Not a good thing when your quarterback's not throwing. Zach Taylor, the coach, has kept Cincinnati playing hard while Freddie, soon to be in the soup kitchens, is wearing stupid T-shirts. Too many points here in division, Pat. You know I like the division points. I'm going to take the 7.
And finally, Tennessee and Oakland, Titans on the road, favored by 3 last check.
Yeah, and another low sell high opportunities. We have the Titans coming off 3 straight wins. Raiders have a stench of being outscored 74-12 and road losses to the Jets and Chiefs. Sports Interaction opens Titans a 2.5-point road favorite. 80% of the tickets are written on Tennessee. It pushes the number to the key number at 3. Even better for us. I'm going to take it. A potential letdown look ahead and sandwich spot for Tennessee. I'm going to call that the triple nacho. As they win a big divisional road game last week in Indianapolis, they play their 2nd road game in a row and have a huge divisional game next week against Houston, who I mentioned. The Raiders, as mentioned, have been smoked in back-to-back weeks, but they're back in the Bay with a 5-1 at home this year, 4-1 as a home dog, and have covered 7 of their last 9. Oakland decent against the run, but they've even been much better at home, giving up 13 points less a game at home than on the road. Another trend tidbit I found, Titans 2-5 against the spread, their last 17 road games after covering the first of a back-to-back on the road. Basically, they won and covered on the road last week. They're 2-15 in that spot going back on the road. I'm glad to see the public push this one to 3 because I had pegged this one during the week when it was 2.5. I liked Oakland. Like them better, even better at 3. I'm going to take Oakland plus 3.
So all dogs for Steve Rapp in his week 14 picks. To recap, Denver plus 9 in Houston, Cincinnati plus 7 against Cleveland, Oakland plus 3 at home to Tennessee. We've got a jam-packed Inside the Lines coming up Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Calgary time. What's coming up on the show this week, my friend?
Well, like I said, jam-packed. Buys are gone. London games are gone. So we've got 15 games in the schedule. So it'll be packed in. Todd Furman from Vegas, Phil Gray from Sports Interaction will be with us. Three guys, the two hosts, George and Dave, and our producer, Vic, is doing well. Funnily enough, I can't pick the right ones on the show, but I'm not doing too bad on these Friday hits, 2-1 last week. Just have to find the right ones. I'm bringing up the rear, but a big surprise this week. I'm going to go with like 10 games and try to go 10-0 and get back in the running. So you can listen to that one.
And tell us a little bit more about Sports Interaction, my friend.
You can play at Calgary, hovering just a couple games over 500, but they play an LA Kings team struggling. So they're at home tomorrow, but you got to lay a bit of wood. Minus 210 if you like the Flames tomorrow. Or, of course, all NFL, all the big college conference championships, and everything else at Sports Interaction.
Good stuff, my friend. We'll talk week 15 with you next Friday. Thank you, Steve.
Can't wait. Thanks, Pat. Have a great weekend.